pertinent to you that you'd like to mention here as we close out?
Well, it would be hard to pick any one, because I hear from scores of people, and in many cases, the ones that impress me the most are the ones who are the quietest about it. They've got the backyard that's producing probably half their annual food intake. And it's not a big deal. They've been doing it since 1974, or they've been doing it since 1996, or what have you. And they're not doing anything out of the ordinary, except that they're doing it and a lot of other people are talking about it. Or the person who spends his time building solar water heaters in the batch style, making just these beautiful things. We'll make them, sell one, make another one, sell it, and this kind of thing. That's lovely. And it's making a real contribution. There are a lot of people all over the place who are doing interesting things with old-fashioned crafts, with the food growing preparation, preservation, with energy. People who are looking at their house, every year they're going, okay, what am I going to do this year to decrease my energy footprint from this house? Because you can bring it in stages. And people who do, every single year, they're making their lives less of a burden to the planet. It's not that hard. But it's the ones who actually do the thing who are the ones that matter.
You have been listening to The Extra Environmentalist. You can find our extensive audio archive of podcasts, radio broadcasts, blog articles, videos, and much more at www.environmentalist.com. We're also on Facebook if you search for Extra Environmentalist, and Twitter at @xenvironmental. We welcome all voicemails and feedback through our online contact information you can find on our website.
Vancouver Neo Swamp Rock outfit Wooden Horsemen released their EP Sentient at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday, January 14th at 8. Joining them are Afrobeat heavyweights Camaro 67 and marimba legends Kudapira. Bring your dancing shoes to this jam-packed night of local talent. For more information, go to woodenhorseman.com.
Currently 3:03 p.m. and you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC Vancouver campus on unceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. Now, as with all days, or at least most days, today's show going to be oriented around playlist, series of music tracks, selections. Won't be terribly invested in the new, the current, the happening. Instead, it's going to be a bit more sparse and a bit more reflective. One, out of a degree of pragmatism, have been quite oriented around a few projects that are only tangentially related with my show. One of which is the production of a piece for 24 Hours of Radio Art on Sunday. That'll be 24 hours of broadcast radio art on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'll talk a bit more about what that will entail and how it has to do with the tracks that we'll be hearing today. But otherwise, it's also just going to be a lot of drone, a lot of ambience, a lot of avant-garde composition sampling. And we'll see what we can get through. But it's just kind of a self-indulgent opportunity for me as well. And as always, my show is nothing if not a series of self-indulgences for me to be able to sit in the space and just be able to think through the issues that I would like to touch on when I do get a chance to rejoin you very shortly from the studio on Sunday for 24 hours of radio art, in which I'm very humbled that I was asked to be a part of, and I'll see if I can live up to the weighty expectations of being a part of that program. We could have done a bit of crass irony. Had The Body come in last. Their song Shelter is Illusory off the upcoming album No One Deserves Happiness. Would have been a little crass conclusion. Seems a bit unnecessary, but I do quite enjoy the track. So, because it doesn't quite fall in line with what otherwise we'll be hearing today, let's go on and put that now. And in the interim, as I cue that track up, we're going to be listening to Wang Fan's absolutely incredible Sound of Meditation Within the Body. And I'll see you again in a bit. Thank you.
raised it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
The December-January double issue of Discorder is on the shelf of your favorite cafe, retailer, and record store now. Come take a tour through the alternative of the alternative coverage of Vancouver's music and art scenes with resonant tapestry of Yusu, fairy travel with painted fruits, cybernetic interfacing at Dystopia Dreaming, Cuba-bound guitar gifting with Taxa, hovering in media arts with Gold Saucer, and getting lucky with our new Shinder app. We also feature the artwork of Graham Zirk and review albums for Magma, TV Freaks, Young Galaxy, and more.
A special thank you to this month's sponsors, AMS Events, Audiopile, Caracole Records, Don't Argue Pizza, FSN Frank, Horses Records, Light Organ Records, LiveVan.com, Rickshaw Theatre, Rio Theatre, Sad Meg, Stormcrow Tavern, The Noise Floor, Vancouver Theatre Sports League, and Vinyl Records.
So you just heard The Bodies, Shelter is Illusory, Illusory, pronunciation is not my high point, but that's coming up on the album, off Thrill Jockey Records. No One Deserves Happiness, very typically comical and forefront The Body-esque statement, perhaps showing a higher degree of self-awareness than ever before. Bit of a Lenser touch in there. It's got a nice, have a nice life vibe to it. But anyhow, the remainder of today's show, we're going to be hearing from a variety of artists, and I'll let you know who you're hearing as we go through the minutes of this hour. Next, we're going to hear some Ian William Craig. We're going to hear some Dialect out of Brooklyn, with an album that he released on 1080p last year. Later, we're going to hear Sounds Lossal, both of them Vancouver artists, sound artists. Actually, C. Diab as well, I think. We'll listen to, and see Diab as another Vancouver local. And currently you're listening to Wang Fan, Sound of Meditation Within the Body, which for me, growing up in Vancouver, sort of ambiguous understanding of my Chinese heritage, the classical instrumentation that you hear in this track, as it's kind of put through the grinder, distorted and blown out and stretched. Over that really nice underline, that nice pulse. It's a bit of an anachronism, and it's a wonderful one, like envisioning that mutated what I am, that historical out of timeness, that historical anachronism, the how of immigration and diaspora, how bodies that have the connotation of a certain place inevitably end up in another. That's one of the topics that I would like to touch on as I think more about what I'll be doing for 24 hours of radio art, and we have such a great lineup of artists, programmers, collectives. They'll be coming on the entire day, and I really insist you tune in for that, even if you can't continue listening to this for much longer. Ian William Craig is up next. The song Before Meaning Comes. Ian William Craig, Vancouver-based artist, very critically renowned around the world. Classically trained opera singer, his music consists of the tape editing, modulation, modification of his voice primarily as the primary instrument. His breaths, his singing, his everything coming from his voice. This is the track Before Meaning Comes, and On the Reach of Explanations, bracketed vocal version. There's a real interesting charge to that title, Before Meaning Comes. You know, you have those source constituent materials, which are just are, you know, you think of them as affectless, meaningless, and in the process of disorganizing them, reiterating them, editing them into more coherent orders, maybe something does emerge. It's interesting to think about thought as a sort of a pool or abyss that is shaped into harder realities. But oh well. It's also just a really good track, so we can listen to it right now. Cue it up.
it to you. Back in full force. This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last. Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7-9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
As part of the 2016 Kenyan Empowerment Initiative, UBC will be hosting a screening of Poverty Inc., the award-winning documentary that looks at how our role in the West impacts those in poverty in developing countries.
Come out on January 25th at 7 to the Norman Bouchard Memorial Theater. Tickets are $10 at the door or online at Eventbrite. Come see the powerful and uncompromising film about the business of poverty.
Je crois que je t'aime, je ne sais plus. Pourquoi me taire, je ne sais plus.
It really is probably the most obscene PSA we have, that Exploding Head Movies track. And that's the extended one with additional gunshots and, you know, just more noise, more fury. And I'm a big fan of it. I'm gonna leave on some Wang Fan for a moment, and then I'll be back with you immediately. But just need to take a quick water break. It is such a delight to be in the studio doing Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on traditional unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. I lied. There was no water break. There was a bit of a technical difficulty that we had to sort out. And given that I was already on Sound of Meditation Within the Body by Wang Fan, which you are listening to right now, I felt my show is as good as any other to get this issue kind of ironed out. Because it really is just such a beautiful, moving piece of music. And that diasporic quality of it, the mixture of traditional Chinese instrumentation, Western electronics, the whole bootleg culture in many, many countries where these pieces, these tape recorders, mixers, reel-to-reel machines found their ways into thrift stores overseas. Subcultures, communities grew out of that, those circles that would obtain these devices. Very interesting. So what we heard previously, and it was quite a while ago, I apologize for the long gap between explanations. What we heard was Dialect's Waterfront Epiphany, and that's off Gowanus Drifts on 1080p, Vancouver label. Dialect himself from Liverpool, but currently based in Brooklyn. And for that, Ian William Craig's Before Meaning Comes. Dialect, really interesting piece about his music on the site. And I'm gonna play a bit of it again, because I think it warrants some additional context. But this was the track we heard. The track we heard was Waterfront Epiphany. And besides the beautiful looping minimalism there, there's also the field recordings. These really nice synthetic sounds just kind of jutting in, the really hokey, angelic vocals. And the artist statement on the Bandcamp reads, IKEA stores. This is a part of the fascination for a lot of people, I think, in these dilapidated areas, these great, magnificent IKEA stores. For me, myself, that was sort of an inaugural point. IKEA stores next to a huge burnt-out shipping warehouses, squats next to Whole Foods, artisan flower shops with dead dogs outside, litter on the breeze and foghorns blowing across the water, sirens, porn stores, storage prisons, dogs barking, car parks, fast food highways, burnt out massage parlors, old tires, wire fences, empty buildings, bus depots, raw sewage flowing. Goes on to read, such is the bewildered ecstasy of abstractor Dialect, who continues the online mix-like concept of his previous Tasty Morsels released Advanced Myth with a darker but richer journey in ambience, texture, moods, grotesque beauty, of course, now days with the popularity of artists like Winotrix, Point Never, even the popularity of like cultural predecessors like the popular online series Everything is Terrible, finding, or you know, the newfound popularity of Tim and Eric, not just the duo, but you know, all the shows, all the little cadre they have collected, finding beauty in that sort of idea of postmodern waste and junk and all of this overflow of really just trashy sexuality and distorted modern life and all of the artifacts of that, all of the computer waste, you know, all of the hidden things that modern life entails that you don't see. Landfills full of iPods, iPads, Apples, etc., you know. At this point, I don't want to say trite, because I really do love this album, Gowanus Drifts, but It's a common idea. And on Sunday, I think I'm going to be tackling a bit of that, the idea of the coast. I was born in Richmond. I've lived there for essentially my entire life. And the idea of tangential spaces, like in Richmond especially, the forgetting, the marginal spaces where so much forgetting happens. Of course, Richmond today is the site of the highest concentration, the most density of immigrants of any city in Canada. And my parents would count themselves among those immigrants, although I was born in Richmond. And how it's transformed, you know, as a site of capital, a site of forgetting, how an agrarian society, agrarian city rather, one founded on fishing, farming, etc., has sort of become another space dictated by the global flow of capital, real estate, residential buildings, etc. And also how that juts against a colonial history that is usually typically ignored. And finally, myself, if I get to be self-indulgent and center myself as a Chinese subject, seemingly strange, out of place, the mutation in the landscape, and yet that idea that that inaugural idea that, of course, you know, we live in a settler society on land that does not belong to us, and that any sense of normativity is disrupted. And IKEA is a big part of that. You know, IKEA, you go in, it's a beautiful big building, this nice slab of modernist architecture, almost brutalist if it weren't for the bright primary colors. And you got all of this nice Swedish packaging, you got these knickknacks, little mutations too, little diasporic artifacts meant to represent a culture that in IKEA, in and of itself, the Swedish meatball is delicious, but really is an abstraction and a fiction. So now that I've gotten that little bit of pretentious dialogue out of the way, we're going to listen to some more music that's been allowing me to think through these processes. We won't have enough time to return to Wang Fan, but if you're enjoying that drone, the album is Sound Meditation Within the Body. It's on Subjam, which is a very important experimental label based in Beijing. Important in the Chinese underground music scene, I should say. And Wang Fan is one of the big founders in that particular modern circle as well. We're going to close with Sounds and Lossal. And if we have enough time, we're going to go to Sea Diab too. But right now we're going to listen to Sounds, Coastal. And of course there's the whole idea of coasts, you know, the margin spaces between solid land and this constantly protean ocean, the waves ebbing and flowing. It's a very nice interplay there as well, in terms of thinking about what is permanent, what is permanence, and whether that's an abstraction as well. So we're going to listen to Sounds, we're going to listen to Lossal, and then we're going to try and listen to Sea Diab. And if I don't get a chance to say hi to you again, well, coming up next, we have Asian Wave 101, show by Steve Zhang. Excellent show for those interested in Chinese pop, Korean pop. Steve Zhang is an expert in these fields, has all of the up-to-date current information, the biggest hits from those respective music genres, and also goes into the context of the songs, what differentiates those particular songs, and all of that good enrichment. So that's coming up next. And of course at 5 p.m. we have the Arts Report, which is the CITR show based around arts and things happening around town, installations, shows, operas, books, things like that. So tune in for that as well. And, yeah, here we go. Maybe see you in a bit, maybe see you in a while.
Thank you.